Hi, and welcome to PM Bytes, the podcast series for program managers. My name is Heather Safford, and today in episode 1, we will discuss program charges. In segment 1, you will hear from an active PM who has dealt with charges on her program. In the second segment, I will provide you with tips on what you can do to prevent unexpected charges and a link to additional resources. Today we have Jessica Moore, a program manager from Los Angeles, who has been running the XYZ program for the last 3 years. Jessica, welcome to PM Bytes.
Thank you, Heather. I'm thrilled to be here today.
First off, tell us about your program.
Well, I run a fixed price program providing IT services to the state of California. We have 300 people on the program, and we are in our third year with 2 years remaining.
What is your program's total value?
$750 million.
Wow. So I invited you here because your program is on the company's watch list. That means that you have to update the company president on the status of your program. Tell us why you ended up on that watch list.
Well, when we launched our program 3 years ago, we did not identify key risks on the program. For example, we did not include any risk management strategies for earthquakes. So when that big earthquake hit San Diego 2 years ago, most of our infrastructure was destroyed. As we are a fixed price contract with no provision for that kind of event in our contract, we had to rebuild using our own money.
So Northrop had to rebuild using its own dollars?
Yes. Unfortunately, we ended up spending over $300 million to rebuild those data centers at no cost to the customer. That is one of the challenges of fixed price contracts. All of the risk rests with the contractor. So you really need the appropriate terms and conditions to cover your risks.
And in the proposal process, did we include this as a possible risk?
Well, no, and that, at the end of the day, was the source of the problem. We're finally finishing up that last data center, but we will never turn a profit. So we will be monitored every month by West Bush.
Yes, and of course, this is something we had to share with Wall Street, which impacted our share price. Do you have a final piece of advice to share with our program managers?
Yes, Heather. First of all, try to get involved early in the proposal process and brainstorm all kinds of possible risks. Having a good risk management plan is key to starting a program that has even the slightest chance of success.
Thank you so much for your time today, Jessica.
Oh, you're so welcome, Heather. It was a pleasure.
I will be uploading Jessica's white paper of lessons learned to our PM Bytes website, which is located at http://www.northrop.com/PM/podcasts. Her email address will be included so you can send specific questions or comments to her. Well, for segment 2 today, we will spend a minute or two talking about program charges. As you just heard, you can have any kind of unexpected charge to your contract, to your program, that negatively impacts profitability. In the case of a large program like the XYZ program, that could mean a direct impact on our bottom line and overall share price. So how do program charges happen? The key place to look is your risk management plan. If you do not have a plan, you should. Look to your proposal and see if anything was identified. So a tip for those of you running a program that you didn't start, go back, find the risk management plan. If you don't have one, create one. If you do find one, update it with a team of personnel who have a broad reach into your program and even colleagues from other programs doing similar work or supporting similar customers. Often it's the things we do not identify that surprise us. So to the best of your ability, you want to try to minimize surprises and try to prepare for possibilities that could impact your bottom line. Thank you for joining us today. This was our first episode of the PM Bytes series of podcasts. Please send feedback, suggestions, and other comments to me at heather.safford@ngc.com. Look for our next podcast in 2 weeks. Until then, thank you for listening.